The new year has just started, and those whose New Year's resolutions include quitting smoking can draw inspiration from Sheila D. of Baldwinsville. She quit smoking after 40 years. Experts at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center say people who wish to quit smoking should use all available resources. Health Behavior Department Chair Andrew Hyland says quitting cigarette smoking is challenging, but with the support of the new state smokers quit line, it can be done.
That nicotine, your brain likes that nicotine, and if you give it a little taste of it, even after you've been smoke-free for a while, it can set you back. It can create a relapse. Say a lot of it is just kind of managing expectations. It's hard. Quitting smoking is hard. The benefit, though, is tremendous.
These benefits include guarding yourself from lung cancer. Other diseases related to cigarette smoking include heart attacks, colorectal cancer, and emphysema. Sheila grew up in a household of smokers, liked the taste of a cigarette at age 11, and was smoking regularly by 15. She found using the word delay allowed her to fight cravings and habits.
I just needed to get the habit part out. It's the habit. It's the hands. It's when you finish a project and you go, oh, I'll have a cigarette. It's those things that you have to use a trigger that was going to remind you. So that's where I use that word delay.
She got help from the Upstate Cancer Center, where counseling, medication, and some visual deterrents were important. And once she quit, she had a variety of benefits.
My outlook on everything was more of a healthy look on everything. You gained a power that you didn't have. And I grabbed it and I held on to it. And to see my family just happy that I'm not smoking.
The smokers' helpline also helped with advice and also calling to see how she was doing. Hyland says even longtime smokers can quit if they use doctor's advice, medication, and counseling.
Certainly the how long you've smoked and how much you smoke, which are markers of how dependent you are on the nicotine or on cigarettes, though that makes it tougher. There's still millions of smokers out there that have quit that have smoked for a long time. So it's never too late to quit. And the sooner you do, the more health benefit one will have.
In New York State, about 25,000 people die annually from cigarette smoking, and 30% of cancer deaths are related to cigarette smoking. More resources and information on the Smokers Quit Line, as well as other local news stories, are on our website, WAER.org.